All right, let's crank it up. Game two tonight. This is an interesting note. Momo's here, Johnson, San Francisco, getting ready to call the game. Interesting note, Momo. You said you were at a number of the Golden State Sacramento
three
games.
Out of the last four games.
Okay.
Yes.
So, their traditional big starting lineup of Steph, Clay, Wiggins, Green, and Looney dominated.
Yeah.
In that series. They were a plus 23.
They're always really good. That's like their plus. They have like the highest plus minus of all starting fives.
That lineup?
Yep.
Minus five in game one.
Ooh.
Minus five. And a lot of that has to do with Anthony Davis.
Yes.
I mean, they don't have. If Anthony Davis plays as a man possessed like he was in game one when he went 30-23. I don't think Golden State has a good answer. They don't have the size to respond to Anthony Davis.
So what they will do is dare him to shoot from the mid-range. They did that in the last game. They kind of try to take away something. So they try to take away whatever he gets inside by putting, they'll either double him or they'll trap him. But what they'll do is try to, okay, if AD is hitting 18-footers, we'll live with that.
Right.
And that's probably the way they'll defend him. They might also go zone like they did at the end of last game.
Right.
It's a really interesting matchup because the Lakers, I didn't think the Lakers had anyone who could really chase Steph around the whole time. And
right.
Jared Vanderbilt did great. And when he wasn't on him, Schroeder did great.
Yep.
Steph was still really good, but that was a hard matchup for the Lakers. And I thought Anthony Davis was going against two of the better interior defenders in the league, and he was good enough that that didn't matter.
Yeah.
It's remarkable.
Yeah. I think they'll go as far as Anthony Davis can carry them.
Yeah. I mean, I went into this is always how I saw the series. If Anthony Davis is the best player in the series, the Lakers will win.
Right.
If he's not, the Lakers will lose.
It's as simple as that. Yeah.
Every once in a while, I can say things shortly.
Yeah, no, it's good. I'm glad you did. No, I mean, you,
I mean, we do
it's
have
a talk
to do
show.
More.
It's a talk show.
You I talk. Can talk more.
Yeah, but. I mean, I was worried in that last segment when you yawned. Now, when John yawns, Pepe speaks up.
Hey, John, wake up. Pay attention.
Now, we could have used that last.
Yes, you can do that. It's okay.
We can do that even though.
You know what it is?
What?
I think I'm just past my prime.
Like, no.
It is.
Don Don Lemon yourself.
I am.
Don't Don Lemon yourself.
Like, I used to be able to cover games and do... I did five games in seven
Don't
nights.
Don't say you're past. You're not past your prime.
Momo,
you're,
you have two kids.
I know.
You're entering your prime.
Yeah. I have two kids, and I went five games in seven nights, and I was trying to write and travel and all that, and I've taken like 3 days to bounce back. Like, I had to do an interview with Embiid 8:30 in the morning on Wednesday. Yesterday morning.
Yeah.
So that was an early wake-up call to be hair and makeup and already and prepped and everything like that. And the whole day I was just like, gosh, I just can't. This is like day two after
but
I got.
But you're entering your prime, Momo.
I don't know. Tired. Two kids under five.
Okay. So I want to defend all of the yawners. All of the yawners.
Was so, a mistake.
Yeah, just random.
Super random. I thought yawns.
No.
Yawns will keep us together.
You can go
is that
way.
Where you're going to go with it?
No, here's what I was going to say, and it ties into this Patrick Beverley story a little bit.
I thought I nailed that.
I love my job. This is a really fun job. And people tell, like I mentioned today, Robert Wisdom, the great actor from the show Barry and from The Wire, was on the Culture Pop podcast today talking about the Lakers. And, you know, he said, you've got such a great job. It is such a great job.
Yeah.
So,
I couldn't think of anything else I'd rather do.
But to maintain, and today we're going an extra half hour, to maintain this level of energy is a thing, right?
Yeah, it's hard. Energy and enthusiasm.
Enthusiasm. Exactly.
Right?
So I want to ask you about enthusiasm. Bergman, you're...
I'm
passion
a very enthusiastic
and fire.
Perk up. Perk up a little bit.
I've been great.
All right. So...
Woo!
Okay. Patrick Beverley...
That was the most excited I've heard Greg in a long time.
Woo! Patrick Beverley said this. He said only about half of NBA players love their job. Now, Pat talks a lot.
Yes.
But I would imagine that for some people, even some people that do what we do,
yeah,
it is like punching a clock. It's not like that for me, but a lot of people punch the clock. It's time for me to go talk about is it your experience that half of NBA players view what they do as a job as opposed to a passion?
No. I don't think there's any way you can be as... I know what he's getting at. I think there's a bit of hyperbole going on there.
Okay.
But there is a quality that certain players have where it's a, you know, this is so jargony. Okay, people in the NBA like to say this.
Okay, go ahead and jargonize.
His care factor is really high.
Care factor. Yeah. I've never heard this.
He's got a really high care factor.
Okay. Do you think Kawhi loves his job?
Yeah.
Mason, do you think Kawhi loves his job? You're not in the league.
No.
Yeah. I do. I think he loves his job.
You?
However, I will say this.
What's his care factor?
I think he cares.
72.
But like, I think a guy like LeBron, there's no way you could work as hard as LeBron
Correct.
Does for as many years as he has without having a very high care factor.
Yes.
Like without loving what you... Now, is that love? Is that obsession? Is that fear? Is it the same thing? Yes.
Okay, so
the
answer
is yes.
I've never heard this term care factor, but it's really interesting. So are there guys with, well, you probably know. Guys with low care factor. And does care factor figure into, I want to acquire this guy in a
yes,
trade, I want to sign this guy, this is who I want to add?
Yes. The answer is, I only want guys with high care factors. I don't want people who don't care. Like, when I used to, this is back to my glory days, but this is the only way I can relate to it. If we lost a game, there were certain games that you would lose and we would kind of just move on. It was like midweek doubleheader and we move on. And
right.
Even if we lost, we might be upset about it for a minute.
Sure.
But like, there's another game tomorrow and we'd be fine. And then there were certain games you're like, I'm really mad about this one.
Right.
It should hurt every time. It should piss you off every time.
Yeah.
Like, you need to be upset. Like, I love the fact that you get upset after each show that you think was not as good.
Yes.
That means you have a high care factor.
Yes.
And I'll say to you, don't be so hard on yourself. And you're like, no.
My care factor better. Is so high. In the middle of the show, I sometimes say to these guys, is it going okay? Are we on the right track?
Yeah, you do care just a little bit.
Well, I wouldn't
say
it's good.
Too much. It's a good thing. Yeah,
it's good.
Care too
the
much.
Second you stop caring so much is when you should stop doing this.
Yes,
my favorite is when I get a text afterwards like, that show sucked. And I'm like, what are you talking about?
At least you
show
care,
was
though.
Yeah. Yeah.
At least you care. Like, there are times when, you know, as a writer, not every story is going to be my mess. Like, I'm on deadline. I wasn't particularly inspired. I call this like a command performance. Someone told me to write this.
Right.
My boss says we need a story on this. I just got to do it. It's like a shift. I turned it in. And then there's other stories I really care about.
Yeah.
So I don't know if my care factor is always on 100. But I think I care a lot more than most people do about their jobs.
I don't think anybody's care factor is always on 100. But the question is whether your job is your passion, right?
Correct.
So the average person doesn't get... Like, I was at a party on Saturday. Guy is an attorney. He said, the reason I do what I do is so that I can live my life. I fund my life
yeah.
doing
There's
this.
That sort of European ideal of like, oh, we'll just take all of August off.
Correct. Or you know,
go.
Like, my job is just my job.
I
and
work
the money
to
I make
live.
Is what I do yeah. to live.
Yeah, I work to live. I don't live to work.
Correct. But the average person, I don't think, gets to be... They don't get to do what they love the most. They don't get to do what they're passionate about. They don't get to...
I'll quote it like this.
The follow the bliss thing. They don't get to do the follow the bliss thing.
If you're going to quote Oprah, you got to quote
That's
Oprah.
That's not Oprah.
That is so
that
Oprah.
That is so not Oprah. That is Conrad. That is not an Oprah quote.
Steve Mason.
No.
You know what? Isn't that something you always say, Greg?
Like I always say. Let me tell you something.
follow your personal legend.
Follow your bliss is not an Oprah quote.
It feels very Oprah-y.
Oprah didn't say everything. I know you love Oprah.
She probably did. Google it. Somebody Google it.
I want to say it's Joseph Conrad.
Joseph Campbell.
Joseph Campbell.
And the hero's journey.
If you follow your bliss, you put yourself on a kind of track that has been there all the while.
That's not an Oprah quote. Oprah didn't say everything.
It feels so. It is Joseph Campbell.
On her throne in Montecito.
But I really do think.
Oprah just sits on her throne in Montecito, and everything she says, Momo believes is an original thought.
Yes. She's Oprah.
She's Oprah.
She's Oprah. So, what is her thing? I'm trying to find out.
Let me get back to the Care Factor thing, because I want to ask you the basketball part of
okay.
it. So he says half of athletes are just doing a job, and they don't love basketball. You say that percentage is exaggerated. What is the percentage?
I think 30.
30% of NBA players don't have a high care factor.
Yeah.
But the great ones probably all do.
The great ones absolutely do. And I would like to say a word for Kawhi Leonard. He works really hard to get back from those injuries. If he did not care, if he did not love basketball, he would not do all that rehab.
Right.
Like, do you know how much rehab sucks?
Oh, sure. I went through it.
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah.
Okay, how about this one? This is from Tim in the OC. Ben Simmons.
Oh, that's a good. What's his care factor?
What's his care factor? Is it like 1 out of 100?
No, I think he cares. I think he, that is a really...
It's kind of your job to say...
Exactly.
No matter what name we said now, you would say care factor.
No, that's not true. Ben Simmons to me is a really interesting story. I don't think he has a high care factor. I don't think it's like he's, I think Ben Simmons likes the life. He likes the NBA life.
Right.
There's a lot of people like, Ben Lyons and I used to talk about this. Like, he's a little too into Drake culture. Like Drake, like if you're seen and pictured next to Drake more than 5 times a season, probably care more about Drake than the game.
Loving the life more than the game.
Right. Ben Simmons loves the life. However, I don't think that's why he's fallen off. I think that Ben Simmons has whatever you want to call it, Steve Sachs disease. When you start aiming the ball at the second, like Rick Ankiel got that.
And sure.
Whatever it was. I think that when he's never really been a great shooter, then he got to the league and you really got exposed. Then he had a very high profile meltdown in the playoffs and then didn't feel like people had his back. Plus, yep. And I don't want to get too into the weeds with it because it's a long story, but he was going through a really yucky family situation at the time.
Okay.
That still was not resolved. No,
all right.
It's all public. I wrote about it. It's public. His sister.
Google it.
Yeah, Google it. Sister, brother, yada, yada. Okay. Google it. Yeah, you can Google it. It'll come up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
I do think that contributed a lot more to what happened to Ben Simmons than anyone would ever talk about.
Yeah.
Or would acknowledge or assume. So I don't want to say he doesn't care because I know there's all this other family stuff going on.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Bergman, what would you say your care factor is on a scale of 1 to 100?
95.
Yeah, you're pretty locked in.
I care a lot.
I agree with that.
Thank you. Thank
yeah. Jorge, what about you?
About 90.
About 90.
What's your care factor?
Step down.
What's yours?
I'm working on mine.
99.
You do care a lot.
Yeah?
At times, probably more than I need.
Yeah,
to.
I think you care more than you should sometimes.
I mean...
But then you really do check out when you check out.
When I'm done, I'm done. Like, Bergman, you know this.
Yeah.
Bergman, the other night, texted all through the Lakers game.
It was so frustrating.
And I'm not responding because I don't even look at my phone at night. I don't want to be texted. I don't want to be emailed.
It's a show group chat talking about the Lakers, and the Lakers game is actually on there, and I'm texting all this stuff, and nobody responded.
So Jorge doesn't care.
I wasn't on your group text.
Right? Jorge, no, you were
in the game. I was in a different text. Game.
Jorge was the LAFC game. John was doing the game.
I understand John and Jorge.
Just put me on the group text. I'll write you back.
Put Momo on the group text.
I'm going to text you throughout the whole game tonight, Momo.
I'll respond to about 5% of that.
See, my care goes beyond the show because you guys talk about stuff that can't be on the air. So I got to make sure you guys aren't on the air when things like that are going.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Right. I care about you guys. I got to protect you guys. I got to protect the station.
Yes.
So there's a lot at stake with on this side.
Right.
Yeah.
But when I flip the switch off, I mean,
You're pretty
really
good
off.
And off.
Yeah. I like off.
I think that's good.
Yeah.
I think that's healthy.
All right. Won't be off tonight. Tonight, game two, Lakers versus Warriors, and we're all over it for you. We got pregame coming up at the bottom of the hour, 4:30 pre with Slee, and then tip of the game is at 6 o'clock tonight. It is early tonight. The Lakers are 6.5-point dogs.
Lakers in 7.
There's Jorge. Trying to make good with everybody.
God, you know exactly. What? If Greg is the screener, you're the hedger.
Hey. You are. You are. And I'm spaghetti. The flip-flopper. All right. Hey, Slee, do you want to play
hedger,
Game
flopper.
Of Games? Yeah. Okay, yeah. We're going to do Game of Games. Slee is going to be here for it. It is Jorge's game?
Greg's
game. Oh. Excellent. We will do that coming up next as we lead up to the game. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
All right, here we go. It is time for Game of Games, and to the best of my knowledge, Alan Sliwa has never won a game.
I've 4 for 4 right now.
You have won 4
yeah.
times.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Are you just making these numbers up?
Yes. It could be. Could
randomly
be.
Yeah. Say 4 for 4.
4 for 4. This dates back to 2011.
11. Yeah. That's long before yeah. you worked here.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah.
Very good.
No, you worked here in 2011, right?
That's on the other side.
Yeah, yeah. On the other side. Exactly.
Yeah, not on the air.
He was
yeah.
getting me endorsements. All right. So, Bergman, what's the game today?
All right. So, today is May the 4th. So, May the 4th be with you. In honor of Star Wars Day, I have a list of celebrities that may or may not have made a cameo in a Star Wars movie or show.
Okay.
So Boba Fett, Mandalorian, those types of shows are also allowed in this.
Okay.
A lot of these guys you don't even realize are making cameos because you don't actually see their face in it, but they are
there.
They okay. are there. Okay, so number one, Jack Black. Yes or no, Jack Black Mason?
No.
Momo?
Yes.
Sliwa?
No.
Jorge?
Nope.
Yes, he was. He was in an episode of The Mandalorian this season as Captain Bombardier.
That's a good start.
Just right now, just this last season.
Damn, I'm behind on Mandalorian.
Yeah, only
saw you didn't see that. Oh, yeah.
I definitely am behind on
me
Mandalorian.
Too.
Yeah, because the season's over, so you're very behind.
I didn't even watch last
first
season.
First or two.
Okay, yeah. So number two, Momo, we'll start with you.
Okay.
Daniel Radcliffe, Harry Potter, Daniel Radcliffe.
No.
Sliwa.
No.
Jorge.
Oh, yeah.
Mason.
Oh, no.
No is the right answer. They did not. So, Jorge, you're not. Nice try on that, making it sound like you knew what you're doing. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Number three. We'll start with you, Sliwa. Rihanna. Or Rihanna.
Rihanna.
I think it's Rihanna.
It's Rihanna.
It's Rihanna,
really?
Right?
No. It is Rihanna. She likes
is it really?
Rihanna.
Riri.
Yeah. Riri.
Yeah, Riri.
Riri is a no.
Okay.
Call Julio.
Jorge.
Yes.
Mason.
Can't imagine it. No.
Yes.
Momo. No, the answer is no. Yes. So Mason, Sliwa, no,
back in
Mason and Jorge, right?
That's Sliwa, right. But that's okay. I mean,
so,
I
can't. So right now it's Mason 2, Momo 2, Sliwa 2, and Jorge 1.
Excellent.
Wait, no, you said yes or no? In there?
I said no.
You said no. Okay, perfect. We'll start with you. Number 4, Rose Byrne. Rose Byrne.
Oh, it's easy.
Jorge.
Yes.
Mason.
I'll take a shot at yes.
Okay, Momo?
Yes.
Okay, and Sliwa?
100% yes.
Yes is the right answer. She was Dorm in Attack of the Clones.
Do you see that? Sliwa is trying to to table talk here.
Yeah, exactly. I had no idea, but I felt 100%.
You saw Attack of the Clones.
He's totally trying to table talk.
Well, he's
like
trying to protect his undefeated record in Game of Games.
4-4.
4-4.
20-11.
All right, back to you, Mason. Number five. I have 10 of these and a tiebreaker, by the way. Number five, Mason. Lizzo. Was Lizzo in?
No. No.
Momo.
Yes.
Sliwa.
Damn it. Lizzo. I'm going to go yes.
Okay.
It's a
and
50-50 Jorge. Chance.
No, she wasn't.
Yes, she was.
Oh!
She was Jack Black's wife, the
yes!
Duchess in The Mandalorian, the same Mandalorian.
I actually have no idea on any of these.
Jack Black's wife, yep.
Yeah, you knew that. You totally knew that,
I did Sliwa. Not know that. I'm just totally guessing.
Yes. So, no, she absolutely was. That was very good. All right, so number six. Number six, we'll go back. Momo this time.
Let's go.
Number six was Seth Rogen. Seth Rogen.
No.
Okay. Sliwa.
No.
Jorge.
Yep.
And Mason.
No.
No, he was not in that. But he is kind of that area where you would think that he could possibly go in there.
Yeah, I thought it might have been, yeah.
Wasn't letting one up in Tatooine or
whatever. All right. Okay, Sliwa, you're first here. Mm-hmm. And by the way, it is Momo 5, Sliwa 5, Mason 4, Jorge 2. There are four left.
Okay.
Sliwa.
You're going down, Sli.
Prince William. Prince William.
Yeah.
Okay. Jorge.
No.
Mason.
Yes.
Momo.
No.
Yes, he was a stormtrooper in The Last Jedi.
What?
Come on, guys.
And
we
with
all know that,
Sliwa takes the
we
lead.
We all know this. Yeah, right. Swag system.
Sliwa takes the lead, number eight.
But I got to be right behind him, right?
You are, yeah, so you have five. Momo has five. So it's Sliwa 6, Momo 5, Mason 5, Jorge
Sliwa's
2.
Sliwa's got to go first.
Jorge, you're out.
Yeah, you're
How
out.
How many more?
Jorge.
I can still catch
Three.
Up.
No, you can't. You can't. You're
you
out.
Will not be catching up.
All right, so Sliwa, uh-oh. Go back to
that.
Mason.
Keep doing that.
Yes. Mason.
It'll get in his
No,
head.
You got to start with Sleep.
There's three left.
Three left. It's okay.
So the next one.
Don't
You're
be
only
afraid.
One back. You're
Come
only
on.
One back.
Play,
You're only
swag
one back.
System. Let's go.
Mason. Prince Harry.
No.
You just said that.
No.
No, I said Prince William.
You said Prince William.
Oh.
Prince
Harry.
No on Prince Harry.
Okay. Momo.
No.
Sliwa.
No.
Oh, it's Jorge anyway. Jorge.
Yes.
Yes, he is, Jorge. You got that one right.
Damn.
He absolutely was. He was also a stormtrooper in The Last Jedi.
Wow.
They both were. Ha-ha, I fooled you.
Ha-ha, I fooled you.
I got three. I
You're
got
11
three.
All of a sudden.
You know what? I get it. I get it, Greg. Yeah.
All right, number nine. We'll start with Slee now since there's only two left. Okay. Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Sliwa.
Yes.
Okay, Mason.
To catch up, you know what? I'm going to say no on Joey Gordon-Levitt.
Okay, how about Momo?
I'm going to say no as well.
Yes, he was. Oh. He was slow and Joe in The Last Jedi, and that means Sliwa wins.
Sliwa wins.
Sliwa wins. Never seen a Star Wars
lifetime.
What if
I was
lying.
One left? Can I just do the last
what
one?
I was lying
the
last one. This whole time that I've never.
Hey, this one's worth two.
Cody wants you to do the D-Lo.
Hey, you know what? If you're really that confident and that swaggy, you'll make this one two worth two.
No, we don't do that anymore.
We don't do that.
All right, so we'll just do the last one just for fun. And Jorge, you can play in this one. Daniel Craig. Right. Daniel Craig, Mason.
Yes.
Momo.
Yes.
Sliwa.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. That
I kind of remember
absolutely.
This one.
Yes, he was. He was also a stormtrooper in The Last Jedi. Yeah.
All right. That's like the only one I actually knew.
Yeah. Well, happy Star Wars Day. By the way, just real quick, I'll throw this
That wasn't
in.
That bad.
No, it was good.
It's a good one.
The original first choice for Han Solo.
Harrison Ford.
No. Al Pacino.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Hoo-wah.
Hoo-wah.
I totally see.
Luke.
God.
Is an absentee landlord. All right. Hey, we will see everybody tomorrow at Solita Tacos and Margaritas in Anaheim for a Cinco de Mayo fiesta. We are excited about that. We're also unbelievably excited about Game 2. Lakers versus Warriors tonight. It is at Chase Center. Slee, who is undefeated lifetime in
Apparently.
Game of Games, and a Star Wars authority, will have the pre for you coming up in moments. And, of course, John Ireland and Michael Thompson will have the call. A dramatic game, too, where if the Lakers are able to win, they may end the dynasty. Momo, you hate that convenient narrative, but I'm going to use it. Because it's dramatic. Because it's dramatic. All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Go Lakers. They are coming up next for you. Mason in Ireland. Momo, thank you very much.
Boop, boop.
We'll see everybody tomorrow. 710 ESPN.